Hello, this is Brad Swift, co-founder of Life on Purpose Institute. You are about to listen to a presentation entitled, Will Your Life Be On Hold, On Rails, or On Purpose? That was given at Unity in Greensboro, North Carolina. The presentation explores the Life on Purpose perspective that is at the heart of the Life on Purpose process. For over 13 years, we've made this process available to the general public and in the process helped thousands of people to clarify their life purpose, as well as providing them with the tools to design their life to be a true and authentic reflection of that purpose. We are now inspired to make this process available to spiritual communities throughout the world through the On Purpose program, an 8-week in-house program designed to create powerful teams of purposeful people who are excited to express their newly clarified life purpose in service, especially right there in their spiritual centers. I hope you enjoy the presentation. I've been trying to count up how many years ago that I started my own Unity path here in Greensboro. Not at this particular physical facility, but here in the thing, it's got to be 20, maybe 25 years ago. You guys have grown a bit. I think there were about 24 of us that used to hang out somewhere off of Wendover Avenue. So I'm here today. Let not my I am be shaped by that God spirit that we all hopefully know and love. And to share with you some of my experience over these past, I guess it's been about 22 years now that I kind of redesigned my own life to go from a life as a burned out veterinarian in High Point, North Carolina. Some of you might have been my clients back then. I hope not, because something I might share today might say, oh my goodness, he was under my pet's care. I mean, he was taking care of my pet. Oh my. The legal ramifications, that's already run out. You can't prosecute me. No, but over those 20-some years where I redesigned my life to be a professional life coach, and I've been doing that now for I think this is my 22nd year. I don't even want to count up anymore because it starts to age, you know, show my age. I've learned some things, that there are certain groups of people that seem to kind of be gravitated or, you know, attracted to, you know, Life on Purpose Institute. And there's two particular groups that I want to share about. One is the group of people whose life is on hold. And the other group is the people whose life is kind of on rails. And so as the message said, you know, at the front of your bulletin, you know, will your life be on hold, on rails, or on purpose in 2010? And you might think, about 2010? This guy has gone bazonkas. This is still 2009. Why should I even be concerned with 2010? Because the reason is because this is a time to start designing that, to start to set that intention, what your life will be like. So for me, when I think about, you know, people whose lives are on hold, how they kind of characterize, how I've kind of observed them is they are, oftentimes their life, they're kind of waiting. Waiting for what? Well, some people say they're waiting for their ship to come in. Of course, they haven't sent any ships out yet, but that's another story. Or they may be waiting for that perfect person to show up in their life so they can get on and, you know, with life. Or they're waiting for that perfect job, that career that will really call them to be all that they know they can be. Or most lately, a lot of them are waiting for the economy to turn around, and then I can get on and live my life. So there's this kind of waitingness or this kind of drifting through life. And oftentimes people, you know, I've heard, you know, this story, you know, many times, some probably hundreds of people, you know, they're just kind of drifting through life, waiting and wondering and having this kind of sense of there must be more to life than this. And there is. Now, I can remember one particular lady. We're going to name her Teresa. That wasn't her real name, but she was a, you know, middle-aged lady in living in the Midwest, born and raised in the Midwest, and had been in a over 20-year marriage that had grown pretty loveless.
And she found her way through the internet to Life on Purpose Institute, and we ended up, you know, I started working together with her. And during that 20 plus years of the marriage, not only had she drifted through her life, but her husband and she kind of drifted apart. And she shared with me, you know, that kind of that sense of, you know, I'm just waiting for something to happen. Any of you ever experienced that? Do you know people in your life, you know, people that you really care about that are in that situation? Kind of waiting, drifting, feeling oftentimes kind of tired, and maybe even just, like you said, kind of wondering, is this all there is to life? So we'll come back to Teresa in a few moments. The other group of people that oftentimes are attracted to our Life on Purpose work are people who are on rails. Now, I know this group pretty well because certainly, you know, in my years as a veterinarian, I was on rails. And what I mean by that term is like they're caught up in this frenetic doing. You know, the day is about, you know, checking things off the to-do list. And oftentimes what that can lead to is a sense of frustration and anger and even depression. And again, the commonality here is this kind of sense of, is this all there is to life? Just checking things off my to-do list and having that to-do list get longer and longer? You ever had that experience? Do you know people in your life who are currently caught up in that sense of overwhelm, which oftentimes leads to burnout? If any of you were here at, you know, the time I spoke, I guess it was about a year ago, something like that, you know, that's where I was caught. I was caught up in that doing freneticness. I'd wanted to be a veterinarian since I was about 7 years of age, stayed on that path, graduated from the University of Georgia in 74, and had a, you know, great career. But at one point, about 12 years into my practice, I had gotten to the point where I could not even stand going into my office another day. It had gotten that bad. The burnout had gotten that severe. And obviously, since I had identified a lot of my own sense of purpose with that career, and here it was a career that I didn't enjoy anymore and was, you know, frustrating and a lot of anger involved, I kind of lost that sense of purpose. I also think of a client of mine, we'll call him Barry. Barry was in his mid-40s when he came to us. He had spent the last 20 years, building a very, very successful real estate development company. And in the process, had lost his sense of self, had drifted away and alienated himself from his wife and his three beautiful kids. And when he came to us, he shared about how frustrating it was that here he had spent all this effort to build this company, and he hated it. And at that point, he said, I only think I have two choices. I can either just walk away from the business and close it down and jeopardize many other people's careers because he had a lot of people working for him. Or, as he shared with me later, I can just pull the plug on my life. And we'll come back to Barry in a few moments as well. So I want to share with you today that there is another option. Not just being on hold in your life, not just being, you know, on rails, but designing a life that's on purpose. Now, what do I mean by that phrase, on purpose? Well, for me, it's three parts to it. There's three vitally important elements to it. Element one, knowing beyond a shadow of doubt what your divinely inspired life purpose is. The second component is also knowing equally clearly what is it about yourself that can keep you from either knowing your purpose or living true to it. We call that the inherited purpose in the work that we do. And that's very important because otherwise, even if you get clear about your life purpose, this fear, lack, and struggle of the inherited purpose will undermine and sabotage your efforts to express your life purpose. And the third key element is to then have the tools and the means, along with the commitment and the courage, to design your life to be an authentic reflection of that purpose. So I'd like to spend a couple more minutes sharing with you about those three elements, because they are so critically important to designing a life on purpose. So to know beyond a shadow of doubt your true purpose starts with rethinking the whole notion of what a life purpose is. That a life purpose isn't just about what you're here to do. It's really more about who you are as a spiritual being, as our song earlier said. That the I am-ness is really what your life purpose is. Who you are as a spiritual being. And what you came here to this life to be and to experience. And to know that so clearly that you could A, articulate it and describe it in a life purpose statement, and then know that so clearly that if somebody came to your bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning and woke you from a sound sleep and asked you, do you know what your life purpose is? What is it? You could actually tell them just before you called the cops. You could tell them, my life on purpose is a life of service, simplicity, and spiritual serenity. Or my life, whatever it is. And that it's more about who you are as that spiritual being. And just like you've all heard, you know, that there is no two snowflakes exactly alike. All snowflakes are different. I don't know who examined every snowflake that's ever fallen, but that's what they say. And for me, that's true as well. We are like the snowflakes. We are all unique expressions of the divine. And yours, your job, part of your job in living your life on purpose is to identify what is your uniqueness in your I am-ness. So that if somebody came to you and asked, that you could tell them. The second part, equally important, is to do that inner work to get clear about who you aren't, but who you thought you were for so much of your life that you've lived your life and allowed that to shape your life. This is the lie that we call the inherited purpose. It's based in fear, lack, and struggle. And just like we each have a uniquely different true purpose, we each have a unique inherited purpose. And because it gets formed in those early childhood years, without us even being consciously aware of it being formed, it often shapes our life behind our awareness. It's kind of like right now you might be thinking, we're in a very quiet room. But if you'll sit and listen, you can hear a little noise. That's the air conditioning in the background. That's how the inherited purpose operates, in the background of your awareness. And so uncovering it and bringing it up to the foreground, you can then say, oh, there it is, trying to shape my life. And I'm going to choose to either have that continue to shape my life in the next moment, or I'm going to choose something else to shape my life. Your universally love-based true purpose. So those are two key parts. But that's not all of it. The last key part is, okay, how do I then design a life that's a reflection of my true purpose, not my inherited purpose? So again, remember, yeah, I said I could do this with him. I'm not sure if I can do this part or not. Let's see. Handheld. What's that? No, that's a vase. But if you had said vase, I would have said vase. I just like to argue anyway. Okay, we're going to imagine that this vase or vase is like your life purpose, that I am-ness that can shape each and every moment of your life. And what is this? Is water. It's not vodka. It's water. But we're going to imagine this water is like represents your life. Now, what do we mean by life? Well, what we mean at the very basic, most fundamental element of your life is you as a human being going through moments in time. And what you do during those moments in time, right? So what happens to you in moments in time as we pour that into your true life purpose? Yes, again, it's turning a different color, not turning into wine. I wish. It does, the shape, don't worry about the color, that's just me having a little fun. But what else happens? It takes the shape, right? The doingness of your life begins to be shaped by the who you are-ness, by that divinely inspiredness, when you know what it is. So the third key part is then designing a life that is a clear reflection. So if you go back to that 3 o'clock in the morning in the bedroom with a stranger, it happened to be a good friend there in the bedroom with you. Let's say your spouse, okay? Get your minds out of the gutter now. And that good friend heard you share what your life purpose is. They would say, hey, you know what? That's true. Your life actually reflects that purpose. So some of the tools for that are, you know, like having a daily purpose practice where you, you know, during the morning usually you actually get up and you declare to the world and to yourself and to God that this is who I'm going to be that day. Or you design another one of our tools that we work with, it's called purpose pivoting. So when you get caught up into that fear, lack, and struggle, you can recognize it and you can pivot through that back to your true purpose. Or designing a purpose project. For me, Life on Purpose Institute is one of my purpose projects. It's how I get to express who I am in the world in service to others. So those are some of the tools. So clarity of purpose, knowing beyond a shadow of doubt what your divinely inspired purpose is to the point where you can share it with other people, and other people over time would say, yes, that truly is what your life is all about. And owning and being responsible for that fear and lack of the inherited purpose. This is the work that we did with Teresa and Barry. Teresa, as she got clearer and clearer about her true purpose and began to be responsible for the fear and lack that had kind of kept her stuck in that loveless marriage. Well, in her case, she could not, she could not encourage her husband to join her. So she left him. And during this transition period, she took a trip with her grown-up daughter to Hawaii, and she fell in love with Hawaii. And she said, this is where I'm going to express my life purpose in starting her own spiritual retreat center. That's how she expressed it. Barry, as he got clearer and clearer about his own life purpose and realized that a lot of the doing had been driven by the fear, lack, you know, the I'm not good enough and I'm going to prove that I am. He saw that there was another option. He didn't have to just walk away from his business. He didn't have to take his own life. He could actually sell the business to one of the people that had helped him build it up, which would just love the opportunity, which he did, for multi-millions of dollars. And he's now on the joyful journey of reacquainting himself with his wife and his three children and designing his life to reflect his purpose. This is what's possible. This is why I love, as much as I enjoyed a lot of my veterinary days, I love the difference that can be made when people really identify their life purpose. Now, this afternoon, as Reverend Catherine said, after the service, Rick and I will, you know, be here. For those of you who are called, if there's something in what I shared with you about this Life on Purpose process, the program that's coming up over 8 weeks will guide you step by step through that process, all three components of it that we just talked about. You'll get a workbook, you'll get a copy of the Life on Purpose book, and you'll get a copy of the book on audio as well, so that you have the course material and the great guidance from the On Purpose guide, you know, Rick himself, who will be working directly with me as we go through that program over those 8 weeks. So if you're interested in that, come back. It'll be kind of an informal thing. I might say a few more things about it, but then it's really kind of opening up. What do you need to know about the program to make an honest, you know, choice whether this is a fit for you? I will tell you this. It's not always easy to take a step into a program like this because it really is about, you know, transforming your life. But the question is, Will you have 2010 be a life on hold, waiting, a life on rails, caught up in all the doingness? Or are you ready to really design a life on purpose? So let's end this part of the service with reading the affirmation that's in your bulletin. And I believe it will be up here. There you go. It's even the same one. That's good. I'd like to actually ask you to read it with gusto three times. Not just once, but three times. 2010 will be my most on-purpose and passion-filled year yet as I co-create my destiny with Divine Spirit as my guide. Starting now, gusto. 2010 will be my most on-purpose and passion-filled year yet as I co-create my destiny with Divine Spirit as my guide. Starting now, one last time, 2010 will be my most on-purpose year yet as I co-create my destiny with Divine Spirit as my guide, starting now. And so it is. Thank you so much.
For more information about the On Purpose program and how it can help your spiritual community fulfill on its vision, go to www.lifeonpurpose.com/onpurpose or call us at 828-697-0057. By the way, this information is also available on the information sheet that was included with this CD.